episode 93. We are live on channel 1, of course, finally, better late than never, I'm telling you. And we're live on channel 2 here in Danvers, Mass. People on channel 2 can see my son resting on my shoulder. I want to give him a late happy birthday, River Shapiro. He just turned 8 on Sunday. But I have my co-host, Vinny Bucci. Vinny the Bucci Bucci. How you doing, Vinny?
Doing good. What was that
attribution
you guys were talking
about earlier? I was John. Hey, Vin. I'm editing the movie For No Lips, No Teeth out March 14th, and we have some funny-ass scenes. Me, you, and Late Night, I'm telling you. I mean, Late Night's debut and No Lips, No Teeth, okay? It is some scary stuff, I'm telling you. You know, I can't wait. People are going to be seeing Late Night for the first time, okay? I'm sorry?
I can honestly say Late Night, I still remember that scene in Late Night makes a good therapist. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, so did you, man. I liked it.
Yes, we have some great actors on the show tonight. It's a great actresses. We have Harry Connick Jr. on. He's on American Idol tonight. Of course, we're competing with American Idol. Is more people going to watch Harry Connick Jr. on this show or American Idol on Fox tonight? I don't know about the numbers, what's going to be telling us, you know? But I think we have more numbers than Fox's American Idol tonight, you know? And tonight we have actress Kathleen Gotti on the show. She's on ABC's General Hospital, and she's in the opening scene when Ben Stiller is delivering a baby. She plays the immigrant mother giving birth, okay? And she's on the show tonight, too, Kathleen Gotti. She's a wonderful actress. So we have her. We have me. I'm an actor. We have Vinnie Bucci, he's an actor. We have Lenny Schwartz from Rhode Island. And welcome, Lenny Schwartz. How are you?
Hello. Not bad, sir. How are you doing?
Great. Sorry for the confusion. We're up and running now, you know.
No, it's great, man. Sounds like a full night ahead of you. Now, I have to ask you, how is Harry Connick Jr. there and in American Idol tonight?
We use mirrors.
Oh, really? Take the vibes in two or something like that. That's amazing. That's great.
Actually, I record my interviews before, you know, and of course, Harry Connick Jr., they're doing the pre-taped episodes. They're not live yet either. So,
oh, really?
Both the shows that he's on tonight, my show, mm-hmm. Derek Shapiro's show, and the things mm-hmm. that you're on, and the show that he's on with Jennifer Lopez tonight, is recorded.
Wow, it's previously done. Well, that's excellent. That makes me want to touch myself. That's fantastic.
Exactly. I think I might touch myself too, okay? But
on channel 1 or channel 2.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Derek, how are you? What would you like to know?
Well, I would like to know. Tell me. Yes. Tell me now. First of all, happy belated Hanukkah, you know?
I'm very impressed. You're on a show with Danny Bonaducci. I love that guy.
Vinny Bucci.
Oh, I said Danny Bonaducci. That's so impressive. Oh, man. If it was Danny Bonaducci, I'd go if you want to go like get on some chicks later or something. Anyway.
That's why you said Danny Bonaducci. I called up his show one time last year, by the way. As long as you said Danny Bonaducci, right?
Yeah.
I called up his show. He has a radio show in the morning out in Seattle or San Francisco, okay? And
yep.
Out on the West Coast. I called up his show, and I plugged the Derek Shapiro show on his morning show last year. Yeah, it was scary. So tell me about your movie coming out. You have a movie coming out, too. I'm a movie writer, and you're a movie writer. We're both a movie. We don't both do our own movies, you know? So you wrote this? Did you direct this, too?
No, I just wrote it. A gentleman from Rhode Island, Richard Griffin, he's a very prolific film director, very talented, probably one of the most talented guys I know. He directed it, actually. This is our second collaboration together.
Really? So what's this movie called?
It's called Normal.
Normal?
Yep.
So,
N-O-R-M-A-L.
About you, right?
No, it's not. No, it's the opposite of what I am, actually.
opposite of on Me Too, right? So
exactly.
Who's normal to film?
Normal's premiering at Cineworld and Lincoln this Sunday night, 7 to 9 o'clock. I can't tell you much about it, however, because the plot's kind of under wraps. We've actually kept the plot under wraps for 2 years. All I can tell you is it's a dark drama, and it's very good. So.
It's a dark drama. Now,
you usually do comedy.
Is it going to be comedy?
There's actually no jokes in the film, actually, which is great. We have a film that's out before. It was called Murder University. And that one had some good jokes in it. We're actually doing a third film together. It's called Accidental Incest. And it's a movie we're doing, the third film in our trilogy, we like to say. It's going to be called Accidental Incest, and it's actually a musical.
Really?
Yep.
It's a movie, right?
It's a movie coming out. Yeah, it was actually based on one of my plays that I've done.
Really? So tell me about Normal. Now, can we see any like lift up humor in it? Because you write and you put humor in everything. Like, is there like any 10% humor in this at all?
There's actually really very. It's any humor that there's none. Actually, I would say it's such a drama. It's very very different from stuff I usually write. You know, I mean, that was part of the reason I was very interested in doing it, because Richard, the director, you know, like we like to kind of switch things up each time. And basically that, you know, we wanted to do something that was different from what we did before. And with Marty University, we turned the screw one way, and now we're turning the screw the opposite direction.
Can we expect people to cry, like, watching this, like, very touching?
It could be. Like I said, I don't want to give too much away, but it is a very emotional film. A very different film than what we're used to seeing in the theaters, basically.
Now, people who want to see this out in Atlanta, who's watching us now, listening to us now in Atlanta, like Vinny Bucci wants to, like, you know, watch this, you know, in Atlanta, or people in California, you know, Captain Gotti in California want to watch this.
Of course.
How can they watch this in California?
Well, we won't be able to watch this one for a bit. We're going off to film festivals after this. So the year 2014 will basically be dedicated to film festivals and, like, you know, stuff like that. But then we'll most likely have distribution coming up after this. Our last film, if you want to see what we've done before, Murder University is available. It's available pretty much anywhere. You can get it at Best Buy. You can get it at like FYE if you have it around, or if there's any Barnes and Noble carries it. If you're looking for a good film, there's something we did before and kind of see what we've done. Murder University is out there nationwide right now. My daughter's in the same room. It's on DVD,
On DVD?
Yep, you can buy it through Amazon, you can buy it through Best Buy, buy it through Barnes & Noble, any reputable video store will have it, a video, like, outlet. It's a very, very good movie, you should definitely see it.
Oh, yes, I definitely want to see it, Murder University, I'm telling you. Well, thank you very much, Lenny. Where can people find your information if people want to get in touch with you, Lenny?
They can hit me on Facebook, or they can go to www.daydreamtheatercompany.com. That's your Daydream. It's actually daydreamtheater.com now that I think of it. You go through there, there's a link to my email.
And are you going to make an appearance in this film, too?
I make an appearance in Murder University, but I don't make an appearance in Normal.
Okay. I want to thank you again for... Oh, you go ahead.
So I was going to say, you wouldn't want me in Normal, trust me. It wouldn't fit very well. But I know you have to go. I know you have other things. Harry Connick is going to be in a double-way mirror right now, you know. Derek, thank you.
Thank you very much, Lenny Schwartz. Actually, Vinny, does Vinny have any questions for Lenny before he goes?
Yeah, Vinny? Sammy, anything.
Absolutely, man. I noticed before you said you never done a drama different from what you normally done. What did you find more challenging, writing a drama or writing a comedy?
They both have their challenges. It's actually harder to write a comedy, believe it or not, because, and the last one was more of like an event action comedy. So writing action sequences, writing jokes that actually work and everything is actually a little more difficult. Drama is a different muscle you're doing, but it's a lot, depending on what you're doing, it could be a little easier at some points and a little harder, depending on how emotional you get in certain scenes. Some scenes are very technical, some scenes you just feel in the right throat. So they both have their stuff.
awesome. And wait, we have someone joining us right now. Who's joining us right now live on the phone? I hear a beep.
This is Trina.
Oh, Trina. Oh, my God. This, you know what this means, Lenny? Before you go, Lenny, okay? Lenny is...
Yes?
Now, Lenny, where are you calling, from? What part of Rhode Island, Lenny?
I'm calling from North Situate.
North Situate, Rhode Island. And Trina, you're calling from Johnston, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two Rhode Islanders. Look at that. Two Rhode Islanders.
Hi, Trina. Hi, neighbor.
Hi.
And she's a no-listener, and she's an actress. And Lenny, you're an actor again. And thank you much, Lenny Schwartz, for joining us tonight. And hopefully your movie is a success. And the movie's going to be playing in Lincoln, you said, right? Lincoln?
Yep, this Sunday night, 7 and 9 p.m., so come on out.
All right, well, thank you much, Lenny Schwartz, again. Thank you very much. May the Schwartz be with you, right?
Take care, Bucci. I'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, now we're going to play Jennifer Lopez featuring Pitbull, Live It Up, of course. Lena, you ready to play it?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's Jennifer Lopez featuring Pitbull, Live It Up. Then we'll come back with Jason J. Divorce interview after Jennifer Lopez featuring Pitbull.
Mm-hmm. Oh, c'est pas.
Oh, la robe est superbe.
From the streets of Miami to presenting at the Grammys, con el mulito de Jennifer. Maybe now you understand. Mr. Worldwide, Redwood, and the beautiful Jennifer Lopez. Darling, we don't believe in defeat. That's why we're back for a three-peat. Hi, Jenny, mira que tan loco. Yo me lo como como pastelito coco. I get stupid on a beat, see, whoa, whoa. I got mames by the boatloads. Yo tengo la carne y ella el mojo. I'm saying dale, she's screaming YOLO. She's Little Red Riding Hood and guess who's el lobo? Me la como. Whose name is globally known? Whose name's on the check and they adding the O? Whose name's on the blimp with the world is yours? Whose name's on schools? Slam for show. I know it's hard to understand how a boy grew to a man, man turned to a brand. But guess what, here I am, Jenny from the block, let's rock.
Yeah, push me harder, I'll do the same. Boy, I wanna feel ya in every way. Don't even wonder, it's just a game. We're rocking body to body, let's go insane. I hit the spotlight all night, ready to blow. Give you a hot night, so tight, ready to blow. I'm in the spotlight all night, ready to blow. Give you a hot night, so tight.
Fight. Let's hook tonight.
This on a Grammy, maybe now you understand me.
Drop your hands,
doing the countdown for the November, December, and January all together in one, Ashley, the five songs. And, of course, we have Trina with us again. And Happy New Year, Trina. How's your New Year going so far?
It was good.
Yes,
so far, so good.
You're going to be No Lips, No Teeth coming up March 14th. And your character is more feisty than the other films, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, I think you did a great job in No Lips, No Teeth. I mean, you didn't have the huge role, but your role, you kind of bullied Chucky Seymour's character. What do you think about that?
It was fun.
It was fun, yes. Did you like playing the good girl or the mean girl?
Hmm?
Did you like playing the mean girl or the good girl?
Mean.
Mean. And Vinny, of course, you bullied Chucky Seymour's character. Do you play the mean guy or the nice guy, Vinny?
I don't know. I guess I liked playing the mean guy because, you know, I think it's just sometimes it's cool to be the bad guy, you know. Sometimes being the good guy is cool. Sometimes being the nice guy is fun. But if it's in the right role with the right environment, it's better to play the bad guy. And I think with Chucky Seymour's character, it was one of those characters that it's more funny and comedic to make fun of him than it is to play the sidekick in that one.
Exactly. And Late Night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How was it to act as a psychologist to Chucky Seymour?
It was very difficult. It was very difficult because I had to try to, you know, translate what he was saying. And, it put me in an awkward position.
Yes. Oh, wait. I think we have another caller. Is this Ms. Rose?
No, this is your girl, Honey.
Oh, who is this?
Honey Love.
Hello, Honey Love. Hey, guess who we have on the phone? We have Trina and Honey. How are you doing, guys? See, look at this. This is awesome. I bring everybody together. This is like.
Hey, I came up on the show so I can broadcast my little event coming up. What's going on?
Yes. Tell us your event coming up this Saturday.
I'm showcasing my first premiere video. And January 25th, this Saturday from 7 to 10 at Olive on 108 North Main Street in Providence, Rhode Island. We're going to have a few artists come and sing and dedicate some songs to me as well in my time of celebrating my new premiere video. It's going to be a great time. You all should come out, check it out, have fun with me. And actually, it's my brother's birthday, so we're celebrating my brother's birthday as well.
Really? All right.
Congratulations.
Trina, do you have any questions? Did you hear that, Tanelli? Honey?
Bye.
Hold on. We have another caller. Hold on.
What was the question?
This is awesome. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, Trina, go.
I said congratulations, girl.
Thank you. Are you going to do it?
I'm going to try.
All right.
Make sure.
I might
have
a
sing song for me.
Okay. Before we continue, let's do a round robin hello, okay? Let's all introduce ourselves who's on the air right now, okay? Me, Derek Shapiro. Go ahead. Who's next?
It's Sugar Honey.
This is the
Go ahead. Who's next? Go ahead, Melissa.
What's going on?
And go ahead. Yes. And who else is out there?
Trina C.
Awesome. This is awesome. This is like a roller coaster ride. Does anybody have a buff bag? I'm telling you. All right. So now we're going to the next segment. We have Jason J. Tavoris, who's also in No Lips, No Teeth. Oh, boy, all of us are in No Lips, No Teeth. Well, actually, except to Neely. I wanted to get her in No Lips, No Teeth, but she was in the case of the radio show host, my first movie. But we have Jason J. Tavoris and Gabby. He has a new movie out called Good Karma for a Bad Deed. Here's Jason J. Tavoris' interview right now. I did this at Target, by the way, in Warwick Mall. Here it is.
All right, Derek Shapiro here for the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, where I'm interviewing two great people. They're behind the, well, Gabby's behind the scenes, and Jason J. Tavoris is the star of Good Karma, Good Karma from Bad Deed, right? Did I get the title right? That's good. And these are the stars, of course. And tell me about your new project, Good Karma from Bad Deed.
Good Karma from Bad Deed is about two guys, basically that clash. One guy did something really bad and the other guy walks in on the scene taking place. But the way it's written, you could interpret
exactly
that he knew something was taking place, so he showed up the way he showed up to kind of surprise the bad guy. Or he was just cutting through the woods and ran into the bad guy, and it just went the way that it did.
You know, when the scene goes red, as you're about to slice and dice him, you know, it's scary to think about that, but when it finally came out, were you scared yourself almost, thinking that, wow, I do this powerful work and you can make it other people?
I put things together from the angle of how, I don't want to say the wrong thing here because you always want to be correct in what you say. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but all right. Best way I can say it without trying to change anybody's mind or give my true feelings of things,
yeah,
is if you walked up on a guy that just killed an entire family and a dog, and he was laughing in your face, and you had no telephone to call the police and no means to do anything else but confront him, what would you do? Agree with what he did?
No, exactly.
I wouldn't either.
How did your character find out he killed?
I can't say. He was just there.
Mm-hmm.
And that get up, being a little too old for tricks or treating, as the bad guy said,
mm-hmm,
and he just took care of business.
So when Jason told you about this script and you were shooting it, how did it make you feel? What went through your mind at first?
Well, any of the projects that's really blown my mind is, it's shocking at the same time it's not, because I mean, he is creative and he's imaginative, so
exactly,
all his ideas that he brings to me is, they're great.
Exactly.
They're great.
Exactly.
So nothing shocks me.
Nothing shocks you anymore, huh? So does it shock you, your own thoughts?
No, because I've had various thoughts when I'm staring out the window in school, not paying attention. I've said that on a couple different shows that I've been on. I'm very right-brained. I'm surprised I don't walk sideways.
Do you think we could see a sequel to Good Karma?
No. I think right now only the Eddie Thurber, because
mm-hmm,
I have Eddie Thurber's Formidable Adversary, Eddie Thurber 2, Allies and Adversaries, and I do Eddie Thurber 3. I think that'll be the only one right now with sequels. Everything else is going to be shorter films and more to the point. So where someone starts the film, they may be a little confused, and at the end they walk away either with a value, like a moral, or something they took from it, and they can interpret it their own way.
Awesome. And quickly, where can people find Good Karma from a Bad Deed?
Good Karma from a Bad Deed can be found right on YouTube by typing in my name, Jason, middle initial J, and last name Tavares, T-A-V-A-R-E-S. Or they could go to my Facebook page. It's just author Jason J. Tavares on Facebook.
Yep.
The films are posted on there. The bigger films, like stuff that's over 20 minutes, is of course on YouTube. So the best place to go is YouTube.
And I put a link on my movieinternetchannel.yodelsite.com. People can find it on there as well.
Nice. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, no problem. So I'm very proud of you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much, too.
Thank you.
And for all my lady guests, I always kiss the hand. Look at this. Look at that. Yes, I've done that too.
Don't do this.
Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Jason J. Tavares, and as always, it's a pleasure to be on the Derek Shapiro Show. Please check out my books on Amazon.com. It's like the drive, the title of the drive. It's Pick the Tale of a Fanged Killer and Broken Tracks and the Forgotten Windows. You can also watch short films that I've done on YouTube, also under my name, Jason J. Tavares. The titles are Noise in the Kitchen, Any Thurber's Formidable Adversary, Episode 2, Allies and Adversaries, and my new film, Good Karma from the Bad Deed. You'll really want to watch Episode 1 and Episode 2 because Derek Shapiro did a great job on both films. Okay, Episode 93, of course, me, Derek Shapiro, from Danvers, Mass. at McDonald's over here. We have Trina in Johnston, Rhode Island. Trina, you're watching American Idol right now?
Yep.
With Harry Connick Jr., right?
Yep.
Wow, and Harry Connick Jr. is on the same show tonight. Kalina, you can say now you've been on the same show as Harry Connick Jr. Kalina? And other people on the same show tonight as Harry Connick Jr. Now, I mean, do you think, like, more people are caring about more about the Derek Shapiro show tonight or American Idol tonight? Maybe both, right?
You want the truth?
Okay, not the truth. Okay. Now, Vinny Bucci, what are you doing over there, Vinny? Vinny, do you ever look in the mirror while you're broadcasting in your
own house? I'm sorry.
What
are you saying?
Do you ever look in your own, like the mirror in your room while you're broadcasting from your own house?
No, I've never done that.
Okay, Melissa Rose, where are you now? Are you at your house?
No, I'm actually waiting to pick up some food.
Wait, you're at a restaurant?
Yes, I'm waiting to pick up some food.
Wait, are you at a Chinese restaurant or Italian restaurant?
Chinese.
Ooh, could you ask them what they put in L for?
Whenever you're
going to
ask me that, I'm not even going to bother with that.
Or just ask them if it's real chicken, okay? That they put in the meat.
Really?
I eat no food.
It's real chicken. You know it's at my restaurant.
Okay. Now it's time to play Keith Urban, okay, from another judge on American Idol. He's on our show next month. Here's a little bit of everything right now. Keith Urban here on the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 93. Late night, go ahead.
I wish I could take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but will dance on the bar in her tan bare feet and do what I want when I want, and she'll do it with me. I don't need too much of nothing, I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. And slow, like they were good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but I like to get a little bit of dirt on my hands. A big old couch and a big old room still feels lonely when it's just you. Yes, it does. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song and get my groove on. Pour something strong down in my drink. Nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na, 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na, 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 na. We'll be right back.
Yes, hello. Okay, we're back here, episode 93. My son is with me tonight here at McDonald's. River Shapiro is with me, and I'm keeping it clean. Everything is cool. I got Facebook shout-outs to say to everybody. It's 8:45, I promise everybody, for Facebook shout-outs. But we have Trina on the phone. How you doing, Trina, over there again?
I'm good, relaxing, you know.
Just relaxing?
I haven't called in in a while, so...
Haven't. Now, what are you wearing to relax tonight? Like, can you describe to the viewers what you're wearing? Hello?
Say that again?
Can you describe to the viewers what you're wearing to relax? Like, are you in your lounge clothes or are you wearing regular clothes?
Regular? What?
No, like, what do you wear to lounge around your house? You know, can you describe it? Like, is it PG or is it extra?
Melissa Rose, when you see Derek, can you please smack him for me?
Hold on a second, guys.
See, he wants to know what you're wearing, and the next question is going to be, can you take it off?
Okay, no. Okay, Vinny, are you wearing something that's showing at home right now, or are you wearing...
That is just sick.
Okay, Vinny, are you wearing something sexual? Okay, Melissa, are you at the Chinese restaurant right now? Are you wearing something sexual?
Well,
are you wearing
something? That would be up for Melissa and Trina, is that? Oh.
Something.
What? No, are you wearing something sexual? How to eat?
Papa. I thought you were keeping it clean.
I'm trying to keep it clean. It never works. You're not Papa. Yeah, my son sees a picture of my father on the computer over here, so he's saying Papa in the background, you know?
What's that?
That's my cousin Alana, yeah. All right.
Alana.
All right. So,
Daddy,
yes.
Papa.
Okay, we're live in the air.
Okay.
Yes. Let me get back to the program now.
Daddy,
let me play Desi Lee. Okay, let's play Desi Leone interview and Tangi interview. Desi Leone has a song with Chuckie Seymour coming up. I'm going to be for the No Lips, No Teeth soundtrack. Has Desi Leone and Tangi interview.
Derek Shapiro here for the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station here at Urbe Studios doing some work. Can't tell you about the work yet. It's going to come on in a few months. But we do have Desi Leone. Am I pronouncing it right? What?
Perfect.
And Tangi, right? You don't go on Tangi, do you? Of course, Desi, of course, great musician, great singer, rapper. And you're a great dancer, Tangi, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your work.
I just came out with my latest album, From Me to You, over at, back in October. I got a new album dropping. Beginning of February, called The Union, and Tangi, you know, she's a part of my team, Urbe. She accompanies me to shows. She's online promoting. She's doing whatever needs to be done to further this Urbe movement, Desi movement.
How'd you get the name Urbe?
Urbe means from the city of the city, and it's Latin for from the city of the city.
Just like the chicken of the sea, right? No. So you're from here, from Dorchester area of Roswellville?
From Roxbury.
Oh, Roxbury.
And also from Decatur, Georgia.
Decatur, Georgia.
Yeah.
So you have that Georgia, New England link, just like I do, of course.
Okay.
So who do you look up to in this game, of course?
My number one person I look up to is definitely Missy Elliott. Besides Missy, definitely Puffy. Let's see. Lorianne Gibson.
Okay.
Those would be my top three. Stevie Wonder.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And who do you look up to as a dancer?
I like Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Definitely Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Of course, Michael Jackson. And I love how Sierra dances.
Oh, Sierra. Yeah, Ash. I did an interview with Sierra back in Atlanta, but I lost her interview because I the thumb drive. I lost that. Office Max.
Not Sierra. But
yes, Sierra's awesome. I interviewed her, yes. So what can we expect? Your song I'm going to be playing on these shows, of course, is the first one from track 3 from the CD. It's called...
How Many.
What's How Many about?
How Many is a record where I'm talking about
a relationship and how I'm wondering if this person's ever going to be faithful or are they going to keep playing games. And, yeah, it's how many refers to how many times are you going to break my heart, basically.
Now, how many times did you find out? Can people break your heart?
Lots.
Okay. So how long have you been in your current relationship?
I've been in my current relationship for about a year and a half.
Year and a half? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And what about you?
Yeah.
How long have you been in a relationship?
I'm a free agent.
You're free agent? Okay. So when you dance and when you get asked out, what happens?
I keep dancing.
You know, if people ask me that, I just keep talking.
When I'm not doing business, it's strictly business.
Business.
I don't really do too much flirting and all that. I just keep it strictly business. Now when I'm on my free time, I flirt.
Where can people find your information?
The best way to find anything Desi Leon related is to Google Desi Leon, DeziLeon. Listen to some music. Go on DesiLeon.bandcamp.com. You can find the whole catalog there.
Awesome. And what about you?
You can find me at Arabic on Deep Down on Facebook. You can also find me as Tangi on my Facebook right now. Yeah.
And if people want to record here at Urbe, how do people get in touch with you?
Hit me up on Gmail, Urbe. URBE Condita CONDITA music@gmail.com. Hit me up at studio time. $17 an hour. Free camera footage of your session. And yeah, man, let's make those hits.
All right, awesome. Now I always do this for every female I interview. I kiss their hand. See, because I did this to what's her name from you know Steve Harvey show, Terry J. Vaughan. Look at this. Kiss your hand too. Look at this. Mwah. Look at that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being part of the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station. And also, too, by the way, any shout-outs you want to give?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to the whole Urbe team, my man Ro Royo on the graphics, my man A&J Graphics, Dave Rogers, my man Jay Clark, my man Topic, of course, Tansy All Day. Shout out to all the clothing lines that are supporting us. Galasso, One Gig Co, my man Ferg. And just everybody who's taking part of this movement. You know, thank you so much. And we're going to keep working hard.
And by the way, if you could tell your man Topic, is he a dancer or is he?
Yeah.
Okay. If he ever finds himself in a hot situation, it'd be a hot topic.